Now, it would seem the whole point of buying stocks is for them to go up, but you can bet against a stock hoping that it will drop. It's called shorting. Most people don't short stocks. Our Planet Money team wondered why and decided the best way to find out was to short something themselves and see what happens. Here's David Kestenbaum.
We had no idea how to short something or what to short. So we consulted one of the best-known short sellers, a guy named Andrew Left. He publishes a newsletter called Citron Research. He was really helpful.
No, don't do it.
Why?
It really is not for the average investor. It's dangerous. You can lose too much money doing it. The forces of Wall Street are against you.
But everyone buys stocks. Why can't I do the opposite, bet against one?
You can lose an infinite amount of money. Infinite.
If you buy a stock for $10, the most you can lose is $10. A stock can't go any lower than zero. But if you short a stock, you can lose a lot more. A $10 stock can shoot up to $50 or $100 or $200. The more it goes up, the more you lose.
You can lose an infinite amount of money. Infinite.
Also, Andrew Left warns us, nobody likes short sellers. They are betting a company's stock will drop or that a company will fail. He told us about this one time the CEO of a small company got really, really mad. Andrew's wife noticed a black truck parked across the street.
And she went out and they said, oh, does Andrew Left live here? And she said, yes. And they said, okay, fine. They made comments. We're friends of, and they said the CEO's name.
They just sat outside the house in that black truck.
I called the CEO right there on the phone. I'm like, what do you think you're doing? This is Wall Street. This is business. Like, what world do you live in?
What did the guy say after you said that to him on the phone?
Typical thuggery type stuff. You don't know who I am. Like, what does that mean? I know who you are. You're the CEO of a publicly traded company.
This, frankly, was a problem for us. As journalists, we can't bet against a company. But we came up with a solution that seemed clever and fair to everyone. Instead of shorting one stock, what if we shorted every stock? What if we bet against the entire stock market? What if we shorted America?
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
This is Sam Adrangi, another well-known short seller. He runs a hedge fund called Carisdale Capital.
It is very dangerous, and it's a great way to lose lots of money, especially American companies, because I think 40% of the revenue comes from outside of the U.S.
I'm shorting the whole planet.
Yeah, so that's why it usually doesn't work.
I like the ridiculousness of it. Sam Adrangi even had a name for what we were proposing. He called it the Armageddon trade. Andrew Left, our other expert, was actually okay with the idea. In the short term, he said, the stock market could go down. But he was not comfortable with the term shorting America. He really objected to it.
Do we have problems? Of course. But as for shorting America, I don't like the way that sounds. We've really done an amazing thing in this country.
It's nice to hear a pep talk from a guy who specializes in shorting.
Yeah, listen, that's what's part of amazing part about this country is the ability to short. I mean, how great is that we live in a country that says, you know what? You could buy a stock. You don't like the stock. You can short the stock.
And that's what we did.
E-Trade Elite Client Services. This is Stephen Pearson.
I did it through an E-Trade account. We used $400 of our own personal money, not NPR's. I want to short something.
All right.
I want to short the entire stock market.
The entire stock market.
We shorted this thing that tracks the S&P 500. It has little slices of the 500 largest companies in it. It just took a minute.
All right. I've got that trade placed for you.
America, your bad news is now our good news. I'm David Kestenbaum, NPR News.